Going out to eat with friends, catching up over a nice meal. These outings bring pleasure. Lately, though, they've been sparking outright jubilation. I call it the vaccination celebration. As people become fully vaccinated, many more are dining out. This is happening across the spectrum, but for older residents and others at higher risk from COVID, it often means returning to a favorite restaurant for the first time in a year. For so many, dining out is a vital social outlet, but that came to a lurching halt last spring. Now, people who have been vaccinated and completed the waiting period for full protection are feeling more comfortable venturing out again. I've been seeing it everywhere. It's clear what's happening because they often proudly announce why they're back. They show off completed vaccination cards like hall passes. They order cocktails to mark the milestone. They're like cotton-topped teenagers out on the prowl again. Health experts say fully vaccinated people still need to wear masks in most settings, avoid large gatherings, and abide social distancing. Those same protocols remain in place for restaurants in Louisiana, which require mask use and must space tables 6 feet apart. So no, this is not a free-for-all, nor does it signal victory over the virus. But the shifting of gears is obvious to anyone who's been around these vaccination celebrations, whether it's two gal pals finally resuming their lunch ritual, or the family taking grandpa back to his favorite joint. For restaurants that have been brought to the breaking point over the past year, they're bringing needed business, and also something more. The vaccination celebrations are bringing new energy and enthusiasm and purpose to places where everyday celebration was the norm. As more vaccines roll out, look for more people to keep rolling into their favorite restaurants. And for the celebrations there, to again feel just like a normal part of New Orleans life. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
If it's good enough for Granddad, good enough for me, the way it was, that's the way it's got to be.